This is GQDN for Monday, April 14th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. Do it. Get the drink mix called Quest Worthy. Delicious, delicious stuff. Golden can confirm. Put in the promo code QUEST. You get 25% off your purchase. It's good stuff. Very, very good stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, and there's quite a bit, we got some games that'll be coming out. One of them's for $3. It's an old one, but a goodie. We got some equipment that you can get for sale. And Diablo has a 10-year plan. But we begin today with Nintendo and NintendoEverything.com, because the update about the tariffs hit again this weekend. So it's on again, off again, and on again. The Switch 2, according to Nintendo Everything, could be on track for 145% tariff for all the consoles were made in China. Now, that was brought up by Nikki, that's N-I-K-K-E-I, and they issued a report that the Nintendo Switch 2 could face 145% tariff because most of the production on the Switch 2 was made in China. Now, how could that affect on how much the Nintendo price could be? That is what we don't know right now. But for now, the 145% tariff is back on. But would that affect the price of the Nintendo Switch? Because according to NintendoEverything.com, while the Nintendo Switch 2 is still set to launch on June 5th, the console could cost $450. Now, Eurogamer did give a bit more of a backstory on this, because Trump did say that, quote, nobody is getting off the hook, end quote. And there was no tariff expectations that was announced on Friday. Now, Howard Lutnick, the U.S. Commerce Secretary, was talking to ABC News on how they were making a separate, quote, semiconductor tariff, which is planned, end quote, but the details are not determined yet. Here's what he said, quote, we need to have semiconductors, we need to have chips, we need to have flat panels, we need to have these things made in America. We can't be reliant on the Southeast Asia for all these things that operate for us, end quote. Now, the U.S. Representative Jameson Greer was talking to CBS News, and he did confirm that the semiconductor tariffs meant that China electrical goods will be on the tariff lists. Greer did say, quote, it's not they won't be subject to tariffs geared at reshoring. They'll just be under a different regime. It's shifting from one bucket of tariffs to a different bucket of potential tariffs. So tariffs will still happen. But apparently, PlayStation is safe from the tariffs. However, that's only in the U.S. PlayStation Lifestyle said that, and they said that there's some PlayStation 5 price increases in some selective markets. Now, the console itself is safe from the tariffs for now, but Sony is still being hit with high inflation and some of the exchange rates in countries outside of the United States. So, what are the prices? Well, in Europe, they're 500 euros, and the disk drive is sold separately at 80 euros. The digital edition is at 430 euros, which means there's no pricing changes for the standard PlayStation 5, and the disk drive is 70 euros. Australia, the standard PlayStation 5 Ultra HD Blu-ray is $830. The PlayStation 5 digital edition is $750, and the disk drive is $125. Australian money. Currency. Australian currency. I know. New Zealand. PlayStation 5 with Ultra HD Blu-ray disc drive, $950. PlayStation 5 digital edition, $860. The disc drive is $140. Now, what could be on there? Well, we know Diablo 4 is on there. WCCF Tech did say that Blizzard had a 10-year plan for Diablo 4. And that is because of the general manager, Rod Ferguson, because he had an interview with Gamefile, and he said that for Diablo 4, the studio has plans for the next decade or so. So when will Diablo 5 come out? WCCF Tech says, maybe 2033. Here's what Ferguson did say. Quote, "We're here for the long haul. We've been doing long-range planning recently, and I've created a roadmap for a 10-year roadmap. It was actually a 12-year roadmap. I can see this, 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 and this, and all these different things that we can do, which is really inspiring, and it's really exciting. We're focused on what players want. I can't tell you much more than that." End quote. Well, the Diablo releases was 4 years between the first and second games. After that, it was 12 years before Diablo 3 and 11 years before Diablo 4. So, another 10-year gap? Well, that's not a marathon, is it? Not 10 years, no, but Marathon the Game was being talked about via GameSpot.com because that will not be a full price. But Bungie also said that it'll be a premium title. In fact, that's what they said there up on Twitter or X. And say, quote, "Marathon will be a premium title. Marathon will not be a full price title. We'll announce details this summer." Now, it has been reported that Marathon would cost about $40. And there were no plans to transition to a free-to-play model. But we do know that Marathon will launch on September 23rd. And just about everywhere. Except for Switch 2. We'll see. So if you're interested in that FPS, well, you know when it comes out. And it might come out on this. PC Gamer said that there's an MSI that will switch the AMD chips for the high-end Claw handheld PC, if the rumor is true. Now, if that is true, then that means that the Valve Steam Deck, the ASRock Ally X, or the MSI Claw AI could have all the same AMD processors. But the Claw 8 AI is using the Lunar Lake chip. But if the rumors are to be believed, the next one will join in with an AMD C2 Extreme, and that'd be the next Claw. Now, that was brought up by Eager's Lab, and that was being talked about from them because of the X-User's code commando. So, there will be that. But we're talking about handhelds, right? Okay, get out of the technical stuff. What if you could buy a charging station for $35? Rock, paper, shotgun. Hello. When I say $35, I'm at $35 off. Because the Asus ROG 65W charger dock, HDMI 2.0, USB-A, and USB-C for ROG Ally Black is now $30. So there's a charger that you could use for your stuff. It's all at Best Buy. Now that you know that, there are also some games playing on that ROG. Well, and on other places like a PlayStation as well, because Polygon said that here we go. Arishnar has a release date, April 14th, on Windows PC. It's free on Steam. Free on Steam. Lush Foil Photography Sim will be on PlayStation 5, Windows PC, and Xbox Series X and S, and it's free. Free? Well, maybe not this. Lost Records, Bloom and Rage, Tape 2, will be coming out April 15th, PlayStation 5, PC, meaning probably Steam, and Xbox Series X. $40. $40. Finding Frankie. That's a bit of a scary game. April 15th, PlayStation 5, Windows PC, Series Xbox X. $15 across the board. Sea Frog also comes out April 15th. Side-scrolling game, free on Steam. Mandragora, Whispers of the Witch Tree, April 17th. It'll come out on Nintendo Switch, PlayStation 5, Windows PC, Xbox Series X and S, and Steam and Xbox has a Indiana Jones and the Great Circle. PlayStation 5, Windows PC, Xbox Series X, Series X, $70. So yeah, it's on PlayStation now. Lunar Remastered Collection, April 18th, everywhere. $50 Nintendo, PlayStation, and Steam. Lost Skies, April 18th, only on Steam, and it's free. Lots of good stuff. What's also on sale? Far Cry 2, and it's $3. Thanks, PC Games N. You can find that in different places. But I would check the Ubisoft store first. And what's coming to Xbox? Rematch 1 and 2. If you want to play some soccer on your Xbox, that is indeed coming. The release date is June 19th, and you will be able to play on your Xbox Game Pass, Series X and S, and it could be a PC Game Pass. That's what Pure Xbox is thinking. And that could be up on the handheld. Once again, Pure Xbox said that cloud gaming handheld Kickstarter is now over $80,000. So this will be an Asus Xbox handheld that was teased a couple weeks ago. But the Absolute One Pro was described as your, quote, all-in-one everyday handheld, end quote. And that would work with your Xbox cloud gaming and Xbox Remote Play. Right now, the price is $209. And you know what you can play on that one? Parents, you might want to cover the kids' ears. Because, yeah, there's a drug dealer game. Yep, I said it. Real short, but I said it. I'm sorry. The release date for said game will be April 16th. Yep. Don't do drugs. Do video games instead. That's a great idea. Do video games instead. Yes. This has been a Don Forge production 2025. Yes, I back myself in the corner sometimes. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. Until then, go play some games, people.